T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dollars up to $500,000.
I've worked hard to get where I am today, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me anywhere I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if anything goes wrong with my scooter, they take care of it for me. No more waiting around for a ride. Now I can cruise where and when I want with the wind in my hair and the sun on my face. Get started at MyCityRides.org.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Join Meghan Trainor on Tuesday, June 30th, live on Facebook for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. Our generation is powerful. We need to come together to create a future that we want to live in. Filling out your 2020 census is the one thing we can do to shape our future. Take the census now. Come on, everyone. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Meghan live on her Facebook at Meghan Trainor Songs on June 30th at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific, with superstars Cam Jordan of the Saints and Breonna Stewart of the Seattle Storm.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger, with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Think about this little bicycle bell. It may seem small, but it comes from a small business, one of thousands on eBay, powered by millions of people, all working to get you exactly what you want. That's no small thing. That's everything. Get your thing on eBay.
Enjoy a fun farm-to-table experience with today's Perks Deal. Half off $50 to Belly Acres Restaurant. Belly Acres is the family affair in Overton Square. Get yours at getmyperks.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Memphis, what's poppin'? This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. If you don't know me, I'm the Memphis Grizzlies beat writer over at the Daily Memphian. Gary's on vacation this week, but he will be back on Monday. We have a lot of NBA going on. We've started the show with the NBA the last 5 days, all week. We're going to do that once again today. At 4:25, we'll be joined by Radio.com NBA insider Ryan McDonough, former GM of the Phoenix Suns. So we're really excited to have him. At 4:44, we'll do 4 stories like we always do. We got some Kanye West news, which is true to the Gary Parish Show. 5 o'clock, we'll be joined by my columnist, Daily Memphian columnist Jeff Calkins. At 5:25, we'll do some more NBA talk, maybe a little Tigers, then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. But as promised, Bennett, the NBA is on its way back. Today they made it official. There were some announcements.
Officially official, right.
Right. Like we haven't already known what's going on because, Woj and Shams, they're on top of this nonstop. But we've known what's going to happen for a few weeks now, but the NBA has finally made the announcement themselves. Just to recap, the Grizzlies are going to go down to the bubble on July the 8th is when they will report. You're going to have eight games, which they're calling the seeding games. The schedule is supposed to be announced tonight, immediately after the show ends on ESPN. So I'm sure we're all going to be very dialed into that. The Grizzlies have a 3.5-game lead over the Portland Trail Blazers, New Orleans Pelicans, and Sacramento Kings. It should be a pretty tough battle, but the Grizzlies are in a really good spot here to earn that 8 seed at least and make it into a play-in scenario and play against one of those competitors and hopefully earn a first-round game against presumably the Los Angeles Lakers, which would be a ton of fun to watch on TV, and yeah. So we're all really excited about that. But the league did announce today that 16 of 302 players that were tested for the coronavirus have come back positive. That's about 5% when you're doing the math, little bit over, which is below the national average, I believe. So all in all, that was a little bit better than I was expecting, honestly. Yeah. I thought that we had a chance for this to be, the numbers to be much higher than that, because we saw sort of the news sneak in a little bit about, you know, Malcolm Brogdon and some of these other guys, three Kings players, two Suns players, Jokic, and you know, we've had the news sort of slip in here at a slow rate, but we thought that they were probably a lot more positive tests than that, but we just hadn't seen yet. 16 is not bad. Just not bad.
And I saw too that I believe that all 16, none of them are sick.
Right.
Yeah. So that's good too. Like, they're all healthy or not healthy. They have COVID-19 virus, but I saw the report that said that none of them are dealing with illnesses out of it. Yeah.
So that's obviously, I think that's probably positive news. And to rehash what we've been saying all week, and I don't want to sound like a broke record, but this is why you have this testing now, because the goal is to go down to the bubble and keep that environment as COVID-free as possible.
Yeah.
And so by doing this testing now, getting it out of the way, making sure that these guys are completely healthy and test negative before they go down there is all a necessary safety precaution. And Adam Silver had a news conference today. He had a few interesting things to say, and we'll get into that later in the show. But I think we're all just really excited that now it's becoming real. Like it feels like we've had that moment several times, the Board of Governors, here we go, like it's going to happen. And when the first plans got announced, it was, here we go, it's going to happen. And then the playoff format, here we go, we got the NBA coming back. But now it's starting to feel like, okay, this is actually going to happen. They've started the process. They've tested everybody. Here we go.
Yeah, I'm looking at SportsCenter right now, and they've got the countdown clock up for the schedule release.
See,
yeah,
you know, this is when it gets real right now. So I figure what we should probably start the show talking about, since this is real, is just the Grizzlies' chances here. Mm-hmm. How do we feel? We don't know exactly what the schedule is going to look like. I think everybody assumes that they're probably going to be playing at least one game against some of these Western Conference teams that they're going up against. That's the Trailblazers and the Kings and the Spurs and the Pelicans, obviously. Because when this news first started to come out and we were talking about how the chances and how we felt about, the possibility of Memphis getting that first-round matchup with the Lakers, everybody really started to break it down in terms of, what record, what do they need to go here in these last eight games to really have a good shot at that? And when you look at it statistically, the answer is 3-5. If you go 3-5, it automatically guarantees that you're in a play-in game, that you're at least the 9, which would mean you have to win 2 in a row, which is tough. But 3-5 also is probably going to be good enough to get you the 8, because that would mean that somebody has to go 7-1 to pass you.
Mm-hmm.
And 7-1 is a pretty big challenge, I think. So before the schedule comes out, like we said, at 6 o'clock, as soon as the show is over, which is unfortunate. I wish it were an hour earlier.
Come on.
Let's go through what the initial reporting in terms of, you know, a lot of people thought that they're going to keep the schedule as close to what it was supposed to be to finish the year as possible, and talk about how we feel about the Grizzlies' chances. When you look at the Grizzlies' next eight games that they were supposed to play that were coming up, the games are as follows: Portland, Utah Jazz, San Antonio Spurs, Oklahoma City Thunder, Milwaukee Bucks, New Orleans Pelicans again, and the Boston Celtics. And I'll reiterate, we don't think that this is what the schedule is going to look like. It's most likely going to change. But when you look at that, which is really tough, by the way, yeah, probably going to be tougher than anything that they could throw at the Grizzlies now. Because you have, you know, two games against the Pelicans, and then you got a game against the Celtics and a game against the Bucks. It doesn't get much tougher than that, unless, you know, now you're playing the Lakers twice or something crazy like that. When we look at this objectively, we got to throw the Grizzlies, any homerness towards the Grizzlies has to be thrown mm-hmm. out the window here. When you look at those last eight games objectively, I think anywhere between 2-6 and 4-4 is pretty appropriate. Right, Bennett?
Yeah, I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but I do hope that they have the Spurs on their schedule.
Of course.
I mean, I think that's you could likely get a win there without Aldridge. So I feel good about that. And I mean, you're gonna have to beat the Pelicans or the Blazers. Like, you're gonna have to get a win against one of those teams.
And the
like,
Jazz like don't have Bogdanovich. So.
Yeah, the Jazz don't have Bogdanovich. Listen, if you go 0-3, like let's say that was the schedule, and you go 0-3 against the Pelicans twice and the Blazers, like you're in trouble. You need to get a win against those teams. Like I really think so, specifically the Pelicans.
Probably, but I still think 2-6. I really do. I still think 2-6 probably gets you in a play-in.
Yeah.
As crazy as that sounds, I mean,
yeah,
you could go 0-3 to start, and you could go 2-6, and you could be in the play-in easily still at this
yeah.
point.
And everyone's going to be playing good teams. So it's like you said, like nobody's going in there and going 7-1. It's very unlikely.
Right. And just to move forward here, because we laid out those eight games that the Grizzlies were potentially going to play, and if they went 4-4, it's hard to imagine. Like, they upset people all season long.
Mm-hmm.
So 2-6 is like a totally conservative projection there, right? Like,
yeah,
they beat the Lakers this season. They beat the Clippers this season.
Yep.
They're capable of beating good teams. They've proven that over and over again.
Yep.
So
we saw them beat the Blazers before the season ended.
Right.
Yeah.
And you think that if they were to play the Spurs, they'd probably win. You think if they were to play the Jazz and the Thunder, that they would at least win one of those two games. Like, those are mm-hmm. Those are three games right there which could totally be on the schedule that are winnable. And if you get to those three, you get those three locked in, you got a chance. You're in the play-in
yeah.
already. So
another thing I saw,
it's pretty fair.
I do, too. Another thing I saw, too, I don't remember who was talking about it, but there's going to be back-to-backs, and you're likely looking at situations where I could envision them sitting like LeBron in a back-to-back, Giannis in a back-to-back,
right,
James Harden, guys like that. And so you would hope if you're the Grizzlies, you get in a scenario where you're playing a back-to-back and one of those teams, or you're playing against a team that has a back-to-back and one of those teams is
sitting
an
superstars.
Elite team that's sitting superstars.
Yeah, that's why I honestly think that especially teams like the Bucks that just aren't really playing for that much right now, if you have games against them, it could be a huge advantage if you get them at the right time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I'd want to get them for the first game of coming back because they're trying to get guys back in shape, so you know they're
right.
probably going to play all their best players. But if you catch them on the end of this eight-game stretch, that would be a pretty big blessing for Memphis, I think.
I do
and
too.
If we're gonna analyze, well, I should also say this about the Grizzlies before moving on to these other teams that they're competing against, is that the Grizzlies all year have proven people wrong. I believe their win total was something like 28 games.
Yeah.
And that was over in the middle of February. They've proven people wrong all season long. So the other part of this is that if you don't think that they'll be motivated to play the Pelicans, who they lost to twice earlier this season, like, you're crazy. I think if they were to play the Pelicans, you know, twice in this scenario or to play them twice in a play-in, that they'd probably get a win because that's what they've done all year is prove people wrong. And you don't want there to be any doubts.
No.
You don't want people to say, oh, well, the Grizzlies got a break because their schedule was supposed to be really tough and, you know, they ended up catching a break here because they had to reschedule the games or whatever. You want them to be able to prove that they're the best team, that they were deserving of the eighth seed. And I think that the Grizzlies would also want that same opportunity.
Yeah.
Just knowing the personalities on that team, you know Ja Morant's going to be ready to go when they're playing against those teams. Moving on, the Blazers, when you look at what the Blazers had left, Grizzlies, Rockets, Mavericks, Celtics, Sixers, Nets, Jazz, Grizzlies. When you look at that, you could say, okay, they'll probably, even if, let's give them best case scenario here, they beat the Grizzlies twice, okay? They're probably going to split against the Rockets and the Mavericks. They're probably going to split against the Celtics and the Sixers, and the Nets and the Jazz, maybe they win. I mean, so 6-2, 5-3, like that's okay. Even if, you know, if you give them the best possible case scenario, they're probably still not catching Memphis. Like, they're probably still, I mean, they'll be lucky to be the eighth seed in a play-in in that scenario if Memphis goes 3-5. And so, you know, there's reason to be optimistic there. You want to go down to the Pelicans. Pelicans had
this is the one that
the Kings,
scares me.
The Jazz, the Clippers, the Spurs, the Grizzlies, the Kings, the Grizzlies again, and then the Magic. And again,
This is why I hope that the schedule really gets shaken up.
It's going to get changed. This is not what it's going to look like. But when you look at where they stood, you can look at that schedule and say 7-1 pretty easily, I think. Jazz, shorthanded Spurs, they're probably going to beat both of those teams. Kings and Grizzlies, they're capable of beating, and they're probably going to beat the Magic.
And then Clippers, like, again, that's one of those scenarios. Are they playing in a back-to-back? Because they're going to sit Kawhi if they are. Like, that's,
exactly.
You know, you're running into those situations.
So when you look, you know, when you look at what they had left, I think 7-1 is a real possibility. I think 6-2 is probably more realistic because – again, even with Zion, they were only a 500 team, you know, at the end of the year. So, you know, they're interesting. They go 7-1. The pressure is all of a sudden on Memphis to win more than two games, right? You know, they all of a sudden could put themselves in a tough spot and be the 9 in the play-in instead of the 8. And so, in that case scenario, you've got reason to be a little bit worried. So, for that reason, a schedule readjustment is definitely going to hurt the Pelicans. I mean, we knew that going in here. But, again, I don't think that it's going to look like this. I don't think that they're going to be the beneficiaries of a super easy schedule. And then lastly, when you look at the Kings, you got the Pelicans, the Nets, the Mavericks, the Magic, the Rockets, the Pelicans again, the Pacers, and the Spurs. The Kings, I can't see them being any better than 4-4. In a lineup against that, you know, you probably get wins over the Nets. You probably can beat the Magic. You probably beat the Spurs and then get another win in there between the Pacers, the Pelicans twice, and the Mavericks. But 4-4 isn't going to be good enough either to get Memphis, you know,
right,
to knock Memphis off that eighth spot and have that huge advantage in a play-in. So, you know, I think if you were Memphis and this was the possibility, you know, if there was going to be no schedule adjustment versus a schedule adjustment, I'd almost rather take what they have right now, because when I break this down and look at this and just project how these teams are going to do, I don't see anybody catching Memphis. And maybe the schedule adjustment, you know, will help and I'll feel the same way, but with that uncertainty, I don't know if we know. But when I look at these numbers, I see the Grizzlies locked in here in this play-in. And so I think that there's a lot of reasons to be positive if I'm the Grizzlies in this situation. And there's a lot of reasons to feel really good about this, especially knowing what we mentioned before, that this team's proven people wrong all year long. They were supposed to be terrible. And here they are as a team that, by all indications, is the favorite to lock up that eighth spot and get that, presumably, a first-round matchup against the Lakers, which would be a ton of fun. And again, you never know what can happen here with who's going to get sick. and who's going to sit out games. So a lot can change between now and then, but it's going to be real interesting, I think, for the Grizzlies. And I would feel very confident if I was a Memphis Grizzlies fan. I don't see any reason not to. But we will continue this conversation when we come back. We've got Ryan McDonough, NBA NBA insider for Radio.com. He should be really interesting. He also has some ties to Memphis coach Cody Toppert, so we'll ask him about that too when we come back. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Larry had gotten a new job in another state, so he needed to sell his home quickly and get moved, but he worried that it wouldn't sell due to the pandemic. Then Josh Heisall stepped in, and Josh used his amazing marketing system along with virtual tours and digital signing. He got that home sold for the full asking price in 72 hours. How did he do it? 45-day guarantee plan. That's Josh's system for selling homes that creates more demand, gets homes sold faster, and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who can expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. He knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is, Josh, just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on the price, he goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. You pick. Totally up to you. And it's an awesome deal because you don't want to put your life on hold until your house is sold. If you are trying to sell your home, use the real estate agent I'd use, Josh Heisall, 461-8147. He's on the web, joshsellsthemidsouth.com.
There's a lot of famous Joes out there. Heck, there's even a lot of average Joes out there. But in the auto collision repair business, there's no one more famous than Joe Stewart Body Shop. Family owned since 1969 with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, Joe Stewart specializes in the luxury lines like Mercedes, BMW, Jaguar, Land Rover, Acura, Honda, but they can make any vehicle shine like new again. And they've been voted a Memphis Most Best Auto Body Collision Repair 7 years running by the Commercial Appeal. Call 901-323-2296 in Memphis or 901-850-0022 in Collierville, or visit online at joestewartbodyshop.com.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the Smile Center is where I go to the dentist. It's where my entire family goes to the dentist. So if you're looking for a new dentist, look no further than the Smile Center. It's Dr. Mady Sadeghi's place at 1941 South Germantown Road. They are open again and treating patients right now. And yes, they're taking precautions and following the guidelines recommended by the American Dental Association, the CDC, and the Tennessee Board of Dentistry. They have proper PPE for the team members. They are pre-screening patients the day before their appointments by phone and again in their cars before each appointment. They'll have somebody check your temperature before you enter the clinical area. Sanitizers are all over the place. They have a cleaning crew every afternoon to clean, spray, and wipe the entire office, and they are limiting the number of people in waiting rooms and clinical areas. So if you need to make an appointment, you can. So you should. The number is 901-309-1333. That's 309-1333. The Smile Center. It's open Monday through Thursday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can check them on the web at smilecentermemphis.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine from the Memphis Grizzlies here to tell you about the best place to get a pre-owned vehicle in the entire Mid-South, and that is DeSoto Auto Sales. You can visit them on the web at desotoautosales.com or simply head on over to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch. Why DeSoto Auto Sales, you say? Well, their prices are fantastic. They've got over 250 cars on the lot, and they range in price from $8,000 to $30,000. Most of these cars are still under their factory warranty, so you're getting a great vehicle. They've been inspected 5 times before they hit the lot. And it's their selection. The lot is always changing. They're trying to get them out of there at the best price possible for their customers so they can clear the lot for more vehicles to come. Trucks, vans, sedans, SUVs, and they can finance you on the spot. They've got financing managers to explain all of your options. It's all there at DeSoto Auto Sales. You can see the entire selection at DeSotoAutoSales.com. Get a great car at a great price. What are you waiting for? Go to DeSotoAutoSales.com or hop on down to 5704 Goodman Road in Olive Branch and visit DeSoto Auto Sales today.
Hey, Jason Smith here, and listen, AutoZone is one of the big reasons I've been able to keep my 2006 Mazda on the road so long. With more than 5,700 locations, they've helped me with everything from battery changes to replacing my brake pads. And with their same-day pickup, you can order online and get what you need in store or curbside. Have a job that can wait? AutoZone offers free next-day delivery on orders over $35 if you order by 10 p.m. So you can get what you need when you need it. Visit AutoZone.com today to get started. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Augers, trenchers, blades, brooms, shredders, mulchers, hammers, compactors, planers, rollers, rakes.
That's just a sample of the more than 100 attachments John Deere offers for skid steer and compact track loaders. The added versatility provided will help you win more jobs. And with the universal self-cleaning quick-tach system, you can switch from one type of attachment to another in no time flat. Your John Deere dealer can help you choose the right attachments to help you run your world. Visit johndeere.com/compact attachments to learn more.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
The best radio stations in America live on radio.com. Atlanta's V103, number one for hip-hop and R&B. The world-famous 106.7 KROQ, LA and Orange County's alternative. Chicago's finest rock, 93 XRT. Alice at 97.3 with the Bay Area's best music and lots more. Find them and listen to what you want when you want on radio.com, on your desktop, smart speakers, or the free radio.com app.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. On the line now is Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough, co-host of Scal and Pals, an all-NBA podcast with Brian Scalabrine. You can subscribe to Scal and Pals today wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Let's make them the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview, presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, using food and wine to create memorable times.
Ryan, I want to start with this. So the NBA announced today that 16 players tested positive for the coronavirus out of 302. It's roughly 5%. Is that about where you thought the numbers would come in when they started testing?
Yeah, it's great to be on with you, Drew. And I viewed those numbers as a positive. I know people can look at that different ways. Frankly speaking, I thought the numbers would be higher than that. Just given the nature of NBA basketball, obviously you know as well as anybody what goes into it with the group training, strength and conditioning, you know, playing competitive basketball, you're breathing heavy, you're sweating, there's close physical contact. So I was worried the numbers were going to be significantly higher than that. I viewed it as a good sign that Adam Silver and Michelle Roberts today said that none of the 16 who tested positive, are experiencing serious symptoms from it. So I think the league is doing exactly what it should be doing. And I like the fact, Drew, that they have multiple checkpoints to test and retest players and isolate players at different initial entry points, the first being this week when players return to their home markets, and then the second being when they arrive down in Orlando a few weeks from now. So I viewed it as good news for the league, and I'm glad to hear all 16 of those guys are doing pretty well at the moment.
Yeah, I was a little bit not surprised, but I was happy to see that the numbers were as low as possible. But everybody sort of reacts to these sort of things a little bit differently. And I know from a player standpoint, there's been some concerns about, you know, the campus and how all of this is going to work. Do you expect that there will be players that will see 16 positive tests and will think any differently than they thought before or have any further concerns?
I do think what may happen, Drew, is that a player or multiple players get cold feet at the last minute, sometime in early July, right before the teams are scheduled to fly down to Orlando. And look, that would be understandable. I think any of us, especially those of us with families and young children, would have the same concerns. If we were going into that environment, given the risks this week already, Davis Bertans and Trevor Ariza have decided not to play. DeMarcus Cousins said that he was not going to try to join a team. And Willie Cauley-Stein and the big one, Avery Bradley, from the L.A. Lakers decided not to play. So I think you may see a few more. I hope it's not a ton, especially on the contending teams. But I wouldn't at all be surprised if, for whatever reason, over the next few weeks, you see a key player or players decide not to travel with their team to Orlando.
Do you think people overlook that aspect of things? And you've worked in a front office before. it takes a lot of people managing to put something on like this. A lot. You're obviously going to have to spend a lot of time talking to your players, understanding how they feel. Do you think that gets overlooked? How big of a challenge is that for the front offices across the league?
Logistically, it's a huge challenge, Drew, and here's why. So there are going to be 22 teams traveling to Orlando. They restricted the size of the traveling party. Normally in the NBA today, as you know, being around the Grizzlies, the traveling parties are huge. They have upwards of 50 to 60 people in some of these traveling parties. The NBA restricted that number to 35. So right away as a team, they're restricting who can come in the bubble. But keep in mind, you're doing that 22 times for 22 different teams. You're also doing that for the game officials and the league officials who are going to help the event run. Then you have security, you have PR, you have media, and the list goes on and on. So there are a number of people who are going to be in that bubble. Obviously, they're all exposed to some level of risk. So I think the league is doing the right thing. Again, with the different checkpoints, I mean, I view it like security. There are multiple checkpoints the players will have to get through in order to get on the court in Orlando when the ball goes up on July 30th. And, you know, I think that was a requirement of not only the NBA, but the Players Association as well before they greenlighted the restart in Orlando.
We're talking to Radio.com's NBA insider, Ryan McDonough. Ryan, how confident are you in the terms of how they're going to finish this out? Do you have a good feeling of whether or not, you know, this is going to work all the way through? I think there are some concerns as to, you know, teams that may not be competing, having players that, you know, if they were to lose their first three games, say, okay, I've had enough. I'm, you know, I want to get out of here. How confident are you that they'll be able to finish this thing out all the way through?
Well, I do think there's likely to be at least a few player defections, Drew, and during the eight seeding games. And what I mean by that is, for example, let's take the Washington Wizards. They're 5.5 and 6 games back of the Orlando Magic and the Brooklyn Nets. So what happens if Washington loses its first two games, keeping in mind the Wizards are 24-40 and have the worst defense in the league, and those two teams win their first two games, Drew, then the Wizards are out of the playoffs, but they still have to play 6 more games. So do you think, assuming Bradley Beal is healthy and decides to play in the event, I don't think he's going to play in any of those 6 games. So I think that's the concern, and that's why, look, I preface this by saying I know the league had a very difficult job to do, and there were a number of concerns related to the financial aspect of it and the medical aspect of it, but I thought 20 was the perfect number. And I'm frankly speaking, I'm not sure why the Phoenix Suns in the Western Conference and the Wizards in the Eastern Conference are going to Orlando. And I bring that up in this context because I do think it leads to teams shutting a player or multiple key players down, which would impact the quality of play in Orlando.
We're all waiting for the schedule to come out. It's scheduled to come out 6 Central time here. It could end up being a benefit to some teams. It could hurt other teams if their schedule gets more difficult or easier. As a front office member, how much, I guess, fight can you put up when it comes to something like this versus you just have to sort of roll with the punches because you don't really have another choice at this point?
Yeah, in this scenario, I think you can put up very little fight. I mean, given all the challenges, logistical and health and otherwise, that the league office has going on. Now, that being said, I think your listeners in Memphis may not want to hear this, but if I'm with the Portland Trail Blazers or the Pelicans or the Kings or the Spurs or the Suns, the team's obviously directly behind the Grizzlies in the standings, I am making the point, the strong point, that Memphis had the most difficult remaining schedule. Before the league got shut down, after the Grizzlies played 65 games, they had 17 left, then COVID-19 hit and the play was suspended. But I would want the remaining schedule, just putting the Grizzlies aside, but in terms of competitive balance and fairness for the entire league, I think the 8 games the teams play in the Orlando bubble should be reflective of their remaining schedule. So for a team like Memphis, that would be more difficult. For New Orleans, that would be easier. So I'll be interested to see when the schedule comes out tonight, first and foremost, if the league does that. And then second, Drew, I think the main thing to watch, especially for your Grizzlies fans who are listening, is how many head-to-head games are there between Memphis and either Portland, New Orleans, or Sacramento. Personally, I don't think San Antonio or Phoenix can catch the Grizz, but I think those 3 teams could. So those head-to-heads would be extra important in that scenario.
We're talking to Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough, who's also the co-host of Scal and Pals. Speaking of the Grizzlies, because obviously there's a lot of interest here, they've got a 3.5 game lead right now. We don't know what the schedule is going to look like. But with that lead and only 8 games left, all you need to do is go 3-5 to guarantee your spot in the play-in. What do you make of the Grizzlies' chances of getting that 8 seed and playing what we presume will be the Los Angeles Lakers in the first round?
Their chances are very good, Drew. They're very strong. You mentioned the math. I don't think enough people have realized that, just what Memphis would have to do to fall out of even a play-in scenario, right? So say Portland or New Orleans or Sacramento got hot and caught them and passed the Grizzlies for eighth. That would not be a good scenario for Memphis. But then in that scenario, Memphis would still have potentially two chances. They'd have to win both games, but to play their way in, given the format. So I think the first priority for the Grizzlies is hanging on to the eighth seed. That way they only have to win once in a play-in scenario versus twice. I think that's the first priority. If they can pull away and just separate, get that four-game separation on Portland, New Orleans, and Sacramento, that would be great. But the Grizzlies are certainly in the driver's seat heading to Orlando. It's an unprecedented situation. They do have a very young team. But if I were a betting man, and we do talk about betting a decent amount on Scalin Pals, I like the Grizzlies' odds to advance and be the eighth seed in the West playing the Lakers in the first round.
You mentioned their youth. We all expect that there's going to be probably multiple back-to-backs here in a condensed schedule. Does the youth help them? Does it hurt them? What do you think the youth does? The Grizzlies, their oldest player is 30 years old. So how do you think the youth has any impact on this sort of experience here?
Yeah, I think it helps them as long as Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson and the talented young players in the roster have stayed healthy and focused during this hiatus. It seems like they have. I've seen some videos of Ja playing pickup, and he looks explosive as ever when I see him jumping over people and dunking and doing the freakish athletic things that he does. So I think that benefits them. Another thing that I think may really benefit them, Drew, even more so than in this eight-game format, the eight-seeding game format, is if they are the eighth seed and they do have to play the Lakers in the first round, obviously they will still be a heavy underdog, but keep in mind they don't have to go on the road. Say it's 3-3 going into game seven. Game seven still in Orlando. It's in the same place. It's not in LA. It's not in the Staples Center or in some hostile environment on the road where historically young teams and young players are more likely to get rattled. So I do think that benefits the lower seeded teams and also the less experienced teams. And in both of the things I'm describing, I sound like I'm talking about the Memphis Grizzlies roster.
We're talking to Radio.com Sports NBA insider Ryan McDonough. I do want to switch gears here because we have, obviously this is a big Memphis Tigers town as well, and we have Cody Toppert here as an assistant coach under Penny Hardaway, who also coached with the Phoenix Suns while you were there. What can you tell us about Cody? What was impressive about him during his time in Phoenix and at Northern Arizona?
Yeah, I'm a big Cody Toppert fan. I know Cody well. The first year he was with us, he was the head coach of our G League team, the Northern Arizona Suns, and I thought he did an extremely good job of being organized and detailed with his player development. I like for a young coach, he had a plan for each player individually and the team collectively. So after our first season, or Cody's first season, we promoted him to the Suns coaching staff with the big club in the NBA and put him in charge of our player development, and I thought he did a really good job with that as well. He's one of the best in the business as far as working players out on the court. So he's a rising star, Drew, as you know, in the coaching ranks. And whether it's pro or college, obviously a lot of the job nowadays is predicated on getting players better and developing players. And I think Cody Toppert does that about just as well as any young coach in the business.
He's been on this show several times, including with me, and he always seems to have, like, if you bring up a specific play or something, he can point back, oh, yeah, in 2006, the Milwaukee Bucks ran, and everybody's just sitting around here like, what? How do you know this? You're an encyclopedia of basketball knowledge. Was there ever a moment in time where he did that or impressed you in a way where it's like, okay, you're one of the very few people in the game who can point to this exact play or you know? He's just, like I said, a huge encyclopedia of basketball knowledge. Did he ever shock you with that?
I think at the end of the season, he was our G League coach. The one season, he said, I put together a season summary, and I thought it may be a paragraph or so on each guy, and then he came into my office with like a 50-some-odd page book. And I said, okay, I'm going to need to set aside more time to look through this than I thought, but it was everything. It was offense, defense, player development, analytics, what he thought he and the team did well, what they could do better going forward. So I was really impressed by his preparation, and I think that's important, Drew, for the listeners to your station, especially the young ones who wanted to get into coaching at the front office. Look, there are no secrets. Like any other industry, it's about hard work. Is it glamorous going to the games and sitting on the bench or sitting in one of the front rows if you're an executive? Yes, but you have to put in the work behind the scenes. You have to grind. There are no shortcuts in the NBA or in big-time college hoops, and I think Cody Toppert embodies that work ethic, and that's why I think he has a bright future in this business.
What do you make of, last question, I'll let you go. What do you make of, just to go back to the Grizzlies real quick, the job that the Grizzlies front office has done putting together this young team. Obviously, it takes a little bit of luck to get a guy like Ja Morant, but I think everybody here is really satisfied with what they've been able to accomplish so far. What do you make of the job that they've done?
Well, they should be satisfied. I mean, the first year on the job, Zach Kleiman is a young first-time GM, did a tremendous job. I mean, they nailed just about every move. I mean, nobody bats 1,000, but they were really close to it this year in Memphis. He's got some experienced guys that I'm friendly with on the staff, and Glenn Grunwald and Rich Joe, but I really like the job that Kleiman did. The team is good. They're competitive, but they're also young. The X factor I'm looking at going forward to see how it works out is Justice Winslow. Obviously, we haven't seen him play yet. It seems like he is going to play in Orlando in a Memphis uniform, but I love the way the team is positioned long term. I think looking across the league, Drew, of the very young teams, I think Memphis is in the top two, them and New Orleans. I'm not sure which order to put those two teams in, but if I were a Pelicans fan or a Grizzlies fan in your market, I'd be really excited about the teams, not only in the short term, but especially over the long term and what those teams could become in time as their young players develop.
That was Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan McDonough. Again, the co-host of Scal and Pals, an all-NBA podcast with Brian Scalabrine. You can subscribe to Scal and Pals today, wherever you get your favorite podcast. Appreciate it, Ryan.
Anytime, Drew. Always good to be on with you.
Yep, thanks. That was really interesting. I expected that he would have be complimentary of the Grizzlies, but to hear it from a guy who's done it at that level is assuring. I would think, for sure.
Yeah.
This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM, ESPN. When we come back,
there have been supply chain interruptions all over the country when it comes to computers, and it has impacted some of the big box stores. Hasn't impacted Cooper Systems at all. Whatever you were looking for, they still have it. Apple, Dell, HP, Lenovo, doesn't matter. They either got it, or they can get it for you, or they can build it for you. 360-9679. 360-9679. That's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. All day long, they are sanitizing doorknobs, public surfaces, pens, chairs, credit card machines, every computer in the showroom, so you can feel safe walking inside the building. But if you'd prefer to stay outside, curbside check-in is available. Give them a call, 360-9679. You tell them what you need. Again, they'll have it, or they can get it, or they can build it for you. That's Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. 360-9679. 360-9679. Cooper Systems, Mount Moriah Office Park. Go check them out on the web, coopersystems.com.
Augers, trenchers, blades, brooms, shredders, mulchers, hammers, compactors, planers, rollers, rakes. That's just a sample of the more than 100 attachments John Deere offers for skid steer and compact track loaders. The added versatility provided will help you win more jobs. And with the universal self-cleaning quick-tach system, you can switch from one type of attachment to another in no time flat. Your John Deere dealer can help you choose the right attachments to help you run your world. Visit johndeere.com/compactattachments to learn more.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Get your car ready for summer at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oil? Check. Battery? Check. Wipers? Check. And don't forget your cooling system. Right now, get Peak Long Life Universal Premixed Antifreeze and Coolant for $12.99 a gallon at O'Reilly Auto Parts. And earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's 10 commandments for relating to others. Number one, speak to people. Number two, smile at them. It takes 72 muscles to frown, only 14 to smile. Call people by name. The sweetest music to anyone's ears is the sound of his or her own name. Be friendly and helpful. Be cordial. Let's speak and act as though we are grateful people. Be genuinely interested in people. If we try, we can like almost everyone. Be generous with praise, cautious with criticism. Be considerate with the feelings of others. Be alert to give service. What counts most in life is what we do for others. Add to this a good sense of humor, a big dose of patience, and a dash of humility, and you will be rewarded many times over. I'm Shane Stanford from Christ Church Memphis. Remember, you matter.
Visit ChristChurchMemphis.org.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Now that the warmer weather has arrived, let Choate's perform their $60 20-point AC tune-up to get your AC ready for the hot summer months ahead. Also, Choate's is offering our half-off, one-pound Freon coupon on our website for you to use. Does your HVAC system need to be replaced? If so, right now is an excellent time to take advantage of Carrier's 60 months, no-interest financing on select systems. Want to improve your indoor air quality? Choate's is also offering our new Abco air purifier for $100 off when you get your air ducts cleaned. UV technology sterilizes biological contaminants and neutralizes odors and toxic VOCs. Match that technology with getting your air ducts cleaned, and you'll have the indoor air quality your family needs. Better call 347-8086 today. These specials won't last long. Turn to the experts with Choate's and let our family serve your family.
Howie, what has Robert Irwin Jewelers been doing the last few months?
Well, love never stops, and either does Robert Irwin Jewelers. I took some of the extra time I had. I started thinking about things, bringing in more financing options for everybody. Because guess what, Danny?
What?
Well, you know, like, you love her, and you want to marry her, and you want to get down on one knee, and I'm making that possible for you. Don't keep putting it off. I got bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. You got to get to Robert Irwin Jewelers. Check out our RIJ FlexPay program. We've just put it in our stores. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers or RIJewelers.com.
Hey, it's me, your cousin, from Boston. I'm on the radio doing ads for Sam Adams. Now I'll be known as the Sam Adams guy instead of the dude who fell in the quarry. Sam Adams Boston Lager is crisp and refreshing, which is why I bring a six-pack wherever I go, except the movies anymore. Sam Adams, from Boston, with love. Here's a legal pot. Watch how fast I can read. The Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly. Now, is that 30 seconds? Are we even close?
Join music superstar Becky G Thursday, July 2nd, live for the 2020 Census Concerts That Count. The Census helps inform where billions in funding go for each year, from health clinics to highways, school programs, and more. That's why an accurate count is so crucial. Take the census now. Shape your future. Start here at 2020census.gov. Join Becky G's live performance with appearances by sports greats Marvin Jones Jr. and J.J. Barea on July 2nd, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law. That's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let's do four stories at 444.
Four notable stories at 444. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 444. Story number one.
All right, it wouldn't be a Gary Parish show without some Kanye West news, because we all know Gary is a big, big-time Kanye guy, a Kanye West superfan, I would say. Kanye West and Gap have agreed to a 10-year deal to collaborate with his fashion brand Yeezy. Shares were up by more than 31% in trading Friday, and the move, it skyrocketed Gap's stock here.
Okay.
The Yeezy and Gap collaboration isn't going to debut until next year. Do you own any Yeezys, Bennett?
No, I do not.
I'm not. I'm a shoe guy. I was not a shoe guy before I got to Memphis, and then I realized, I kind of like shoes.
Kind of part of the deal here,
started
yeah.
getting some shoes. Shout out to Devin Walker. He's been, he was the guy that, sort of got me started on this. But, no, I don't own any Yeezys. I don't know any Yeezy clothes, but if I were guessing who Kanye West was going to collaborate with, it would not have been Gap,
yeah,
to be honest.
Right.
Gap is a little bit surprising to me.
Man, Gap, man. It's been a while since I've even thought about that.
I don't think I've worn anything from the Gap since I was, 9 or 8.
Yeah, it's been that long. When I think of the Gap, I think of, being a kid, obviously kids.
Yeah, you think of kids.
Gap kids. And then I guess when I was a teenager, maybe I bought Gap jeans. I don't know.
I don't know, maybe.
It's been a while since I've stepped foot in the Gap.
They have promised that this is going to be, like, affordable.
Is it gonna revolutionize the Gap?
But I don't think so. But yeah. I at the same time, it's like, okay. But once Kanye West agrees to this deal with the Gap and it's available to everybody at affordable price, is it going to be cool anymore, is my question. Because usually, like, you know, the price point is kind of what makes it cool sometimes. Like, even if you like the shoes or not, if they're real expensive, even if they're really ugly, people will still wear them. That's the sense that I get when it comes to clothes in general. If it's expensive and it's worth a lot of money and people can look at you and say, oh, those are really expensive, like, that's part of the cool factor to this. And if it's not, if he's not, you know, if it's Gap clothes, even if it's Kanye West, and he doesn't really have, like, a logo on any of these things either, so you can't really even tell.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think it's really that cool anymore. I don't know. That's just my opinion.
Well, I hope it helps out the Gap. They need it more than ever.
Story number two.
Liverpool won the English Premier League yesterday, which, as a new soccer fan, I paid a little bit of attention to. They had a really great season. LeBron James is a minority owner of Liverpool, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I guess he was tweeting about it. He was excited. Yeah. So minority owner, LeBron James, that's like, who does the Grizzlies have? Peyton Manning. And I think Penny might be a minority owner, too.
Is he still? I thought he had to sell
He may not
that.
Be able to anymore, but they do have Peyton Manning. I know that. So that's pretty cool.
And Timberlake.
But and they got Timberlake. Don't want to forget Timberlake. But this is a good way to segue over to 901 FC, because their season is supposed to be coming back soon. And I know you go to a lot of those games, Bennett, and I've had a lot of fun out at those games, too. The media access at those games is crazy because you can get down on the field.
Yeah.
And soccer, like, up close is way different than watching it on TV. But what they did was they divided the league's 35 teams into 8 regionally based groups, and they're going to play 16 regular season games. 901 FC is part of Group G, so they have the Birmingham Legion, North Carolina FC, and the Charlotte Independents in their group.
And they're going to go to each other's stadiums?
I believe so.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know much about the Birmingham Legion, North Carolina FC, or Charlotte Independents, to be honest. But, the group play is kind of cool. You're at least, maybe this is a chance to build some rivalries against some of those teams.
Sure.
But for me, I think the experience is going to be a little bit different.
It's about going
with
to
no
games.
With
yeah.
no fans, right?
Tough.
Like, part of the 901 FC pull is, like, the smoke bombs and the guys on the drums and the march over from the brass door. Like, if you're not doing that, it's going to be much more challenging to pull people over there and pull interest. But again, I don't think 901 FC is in trouble. I think there's a lot of potential here as a soccer town. I think there's more soccer fans here than people realize.
Oh yeah, for sure.
But it's going to be hard. It's just a difficult spot for them to be in if there's going to be no fans in the stands, I think.
Yeah, it sucks that in their second year that this happened, man. Like,
I know.
They had so
I
much
felt like
momentum.
They were just getting started.
Yeah. And then you get Tim Howard on the goal, like, you know.
I know,
it
that
was
the most
exciting. Yeah.
Everybody was pumped. I think I was doing the radio when that got announced, and we did a whole thing on Tim Howard being in goal. The first game was a little disappointing with Tim Howard in goal. I remember that.
Well,
but
he had to get warmed up.
Yeah, but we were all looking forward to that this year, and unfortunately it's not going to happen. But play is supposed to resume for them on July 11th. I don't think there's a official. I don't think that's official yet. But July 11th, we're supposed to get soccer back. So if that's your thing, and if you're not into the soccer overseas like I have gotten into, you'll be able to at least have some 901 FC soccer to watch.
Story number three.
The NBA dress code is changing for the restart in Orlando. Shams reported yesterday that the NBA has modified basically what people can wear. You're not required to wear a sport coat on the bench anymore. You can wear short or long sleeve polos to, like, any team or league business attire. You know, you can replace that. And then, male and female coaches both can wear those on the bench can wear those shorter long sleeve NBA polos. The first thing I thought of is like, okay, this is just going to be summer league. It's going to look exactly like summer league. Which, I mean, it's cool. This is in the summer, so it's basically summer league, so you should be able to wear the polos. But what do you think about the dress code in general?
It's funny you bring this up. I didn't see this today, but I saw someone post a picture yesterday, I think, of Tim Duncan when he won his MVP, and he's sitting on a bench, and David Stern's next to him, and I guess the deputy commissioner's next to him, too. And Tim Duncan is wearing a, like, red t-shirt that's probably three sizes too big, some jorts and some sandals, holding his MVP trophy.
That's so
pretty
good.
Yeah the other two dudes are in suits, so I think that that was one of the moments that David Stern was like, we're implementing a dress code, this is ridiculous.
Well, part of the appeal, it's not a big appeal, but like part of the fun of college basketball is seeing what some of these coaches decide to wear on the sidelines. Like Bob Huggins, everybody knows Bob Huggins has the pullover on every game. He's not you know, dressed like Penny's wearing the Versace shoes and, you know, all the nice, the Gucci belt, and he's got all the nice stuff on. And so there's such a wide gap that I think if you allow that to happen in the NBA, it could be like there's some potential for some real fun, at least online, you know, some jokes or what. I'm curious what a guy like Greg Popovich wears when he goes home and he's not in a suit anymore.
Too.
I think it would be really fun to see all of that. But, yeah, so NBA, no more dress code. It says polos now, which is still, you know, nice work attire, but they should just go straight to Hawaiian shirts.
Agreed.
Story number four.
Florida banned all alcohol sales in bars in an effort to ease the spread of the coronavirus. Obviously, this is important because the NBA is set to return there very soon. I think this is kind of a genius move if you're trying to get people to stop going out. I saw there was an article, I believe, in the – I want to say it was the Wall Street Journal that said the biggest threat to the return of sports is nightclubs. That's what the headline was. It was basically bars. Like, you're not going to be able to stop athletes, college athletes and pros athletes from their social life and wanting to go out, and that's where people are going to get coronavirus. Well, I think that this would make a lot of sense because,
And it's interesting because the bars don't have to close. They can stay open.
Right.
They just
can
can't
serve food.
Alcohol. So, you know, there's probably some bars right now just scrambling to, like, get a menu together. Like, we got to do something. But I did see, like, Disney Springs, which is obviously, you know, right next to where they're going to be doing the bubble. They were closing down some of their, like, stands where they serve beer and liquor and stuff. So it looks like they're definitely going to implement this, and hopefully it works because Florida cases, I think today they had 9,000. So they are,
I do wonder how effective it's going to be, though, because how are you – if bars aren't going to close – how are you going to stop people from sneaking in a little bit of Jack Daniels and somebody's Coke when they, you know,
order it'll be like Prohibition era.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're not going to just close them down altogether or say you're not allowed to have any liquor in the bar at all because you're actually going to hold them to it with some sort of regulations or whatever, I don't see how that's going to really move the needle that much. But I think it's a good idea. It's probably a smart move if you're trying to slow down the spread here. All right, when we come back, I'll be joined by Jeff Calkins. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN.
The warm months have arrived. You're out at the pool. You're in the yard. If you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're doing those things. And if so, New Amsterdam Vodka is perfect for making great summertime drinks. New Amsterdam Vodka. It's a premium 80-proof vodka made for the finest quality grains, 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness. It's filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And, yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store, and that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. I mentioned 80-proof vodka. They also got 100-proof New Amsterdam vodka. And if you're into flavored vodkas, they offer a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name when you're in a bar, or a restaurant or in a liquor store, New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com.
It's a summer of 1,000 engagements at Robert Irwin Jewelers. Free wedding band with every bridal purchase of $1,499 or more. Bigger, brighter diamonds, free financing, Robert Irwin Jewelers or rijewelers.com.
The dog days of summer have finally arrived, and after we all just lived through that shutdown, it's time to get out and get a few things for the season. Where are you going to do it? You already know. It's James Davis in the Laurel Wood Shopping Center. This is Gary Parrish reminding you that we have one of the best clothing stores in America right here in Memphis, and right now prices are slashed, so right now you'd be wise to stop by. All of the summer merchandise at James Davis is marked down anywhere from 30 to 50% off, so if you need some new shorts or shirts for vacation or even for that next Zoom meeting, James Davis has you covered. All summer sport coats are now 40% off, and the Paul Bettinelli suit special remains available. Those suits, and I own like three or four of them, they're regularly priced at $5.95 each, but you can get two right now for $7.95. And those stand custom-made shirts I've told you about for years, they're now 20% off. It's an incredible deal, and as always, James Davis provides free alterations, so everything fits perfectly every single time. It has never been more important than it is right now to shop and support local businesses, so go visit James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, JamesDavisStore.com.
Hey Memphis, if your air conditioning is not keeping up with the Memphis heat, call Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air today. You can reach us at 624-1401. That's 624-1401.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.